Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Random question, Mac. How old do you think Vince McMahon is?
I just watched that documentary.
Mm-hmm.
80, 78?
No, 79. Yeah, I was stunned. He said 79 years old. I'm like, damn.
You would have thought older or younger?
Younger. I mean, really? The older you get, the younger you think everybody is. You know, you start to feel like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon, 79?
That's right.
Man, yeah, he had some work done that made him look a little differently.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it was the same guy that Tom and Jerry used? Which is really weird to say it like that. Tom and Jerry.
I was like, wait, what? I was like, what?
Quick little shout out before we get to Max Pack here on 96.5 The Fan. We started this Monday for you to go spread the news. Does Frank Sinatra start spreading the news? Crestridge Cougar, you go to their Instagram page. Remember Monday morning? 22,000 likes.
Mm-hmm.
We're now at 29,600.
There you go. There you go. Get them that field and that track.
That's right. Let them be a quality. They're one of 16 schools to get the T-Mobile qualifying grant to upgrade all their facilities and everything in their high school stadium. If you look at the video on Instagram, all you have to do is go like it and then possibly share it. It has 13,700 shares, 29,600 likes. Let that school get their win, and hopefully they can get some money to that stadium that has a gravel track and potholes that are worse than in my backyard and their football field, and their equipment needs updated, all that sort of stuff. Their equipment and their fields are in the bottom feeders. They need to be up in the top of the pack as we get into what is Max Pack here on a Wednesday.
It's time for Max Pack.
People love that kind of rhyming and alliteration.
Yeah.
Max Pack. That's right.
If you get a Macintosh, you can have Max Mac.
Let's get into Lusty's Dusties.
Which teams are you lusting over today?
I like
the Chiefs, that's about it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I really like Houston.
I was talking to somebody yesterday out in San Francisco doing a radio thing with them, a YouTube type thing or whatever you want to call it. He goes, Who do you fear the most? I'm like, honestly, just Houston right now.
No one.
Let's attack Max Pack. Start at number five with the Houston Texans.
Oh, that low. Wow.
The back of the pack.
It's the back of the pack. The Houston Texans, I don't think they're as good as they are last year yet. I think they have the ceiling to be better.
Be fair.
No Nico Collins.
No Nico.
Absolutely. Right. And I think that's why the ceiling's higher. You add Nico. Stephon Diggs. Tank Dell is now cooking, coming off that injury. He's back after 6 weeks of playing.
Does Dalton Schultz just suck?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what happened to Dalton Schultz.
I took a flyer on him in fantasy, and he just...
Joe Mixon's looked good when he's healthy, but I'm like, okay, Joe Mixon, he's had injury issues in Cincinnati. He's an older running back.
He
was great last week,
he was really good last week.
He was back last week.
Every week he's played, he's been great.
Cincinnati probably regrets that.
But the defense isn't what it was either. People are talking about Will Anderson. I look at Will Anderson's stats compared to Chris Jones, and they're the same DPOY odds. Absolutely just... It's rude. It's honestly rude.
Jones had a bye and Anderson had a sack last week.
That's it. It's just what it is. It's just annoying because he's not near the
player. Prisoner of the moment.
Let's go to number four. I'll go the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow.
I know. This is gonna surprise you, though. I think the higher I go here.
Okay.
Minnesota Vikings.
The higher you go here? Okay. Because, I mean, Minnesota's 5-0.
He might eat that potato soup before we know it.
Yeah, right.
I know. Sounds good. Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, I really like the defense. I like what Brian Flores is doing. I think the offense obviously has the weapons. Yeah, they're four.
They're 5-0.
I'm getting there. Let me do the damn thing. Right. So I'm the biggest Sam Darnold truther in this room. I'm technically not in the same room as you.
No, you're in the room by yourself. So yes.
So let's say we're all in the same room. I'm Sam Darnold guy, but I don't think that it is sustainable how well that offense is playing. I think it's going to keep going and be a solid offense, but I think the Lions are the best team in that division, and I think the Packers are going to have something to say here in the next few weeks. But I like what they're doing. I just don't know Sam Darnold MVP candidacy. I think he's going to come down back to earth a little bit, but I do think they have a great roster. I'm excited about it, but I'm going to take some of the other teams here, like the Detroit Lions in that division at number three is where
I have
them.
Even with the injury?
Right now, because I haven't seen them without the injury yet. I'm just going from what I've seen them, and they are the most complete team in the NFC. They're maybe the most complete team in the NFL. They have the best running back duo in the league. Montgomery's on pace for like 1,500 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs can absolutely run around and through everyone. You know, Bob, you're a Jared Goff lover. I think he's really good. He's a top 10 quarterback. He's consistent. But the main thing is they have the best offensive line in football. They have a top 7 coach in football. And they have one of the best, you know, arsenals of weapons in football. Amon-Ra, Jameson, Sam Laporta. We mentioned the running backs. They're a complete team. I'm going to give them above Minnesota for that reason at 5-1. Baltimore at number 2.
Ooh, okay.
Baltimore's biggest weakness for the past 4 years has been what?
It's Lamar Jackson in the playoffs.
Sure, but even more than that, it's the fourth quarter, right? Yeah. They'll enter a fourth quarter lead of 14 points. There's some crazy stat. I mean, they're under 500 when leading by 2 possessions. It's just crazy. They know how to choke. Well, they've never had Derrick Henry. All of a sudden, they're using Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter, and that's when teams don't want to tackle 6'3", 245-pound Derrick Henry. And I think that's the recipe for success for them now. They can take time of possession away. They know how to get in the lead. They know how to score points. Derrick Henry will be able to chew clock and close some games for them.
And I will say, being at the Super Bowl in Miami and seeing Derrick Henry in street clothes, you know, kind of just walking around South Beach, I'm like, I can't imagine that dude in pads coming at me. I'd run the other way.
Yeah. Good thing you didn't see him in a swim trunk.
He pretty much had, like, he was wearing, like, barely a shirt and, like, really short shorts. We're like, ooh, oh my God.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So before I know who you're going to get to at number one, I want to go back to your Lions and Baltimore. What's the better duo in Detroit, Montgomery and Gibbs or Williams, Jameson Williams or Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Ooh. I think I'll go Gibbs and Montgomery.
Okay.
That's really close.
Because this week
question.
Was the Montgomery game. Two weeks ago was the Gibbs game, which means it would play that this will be the Gibbs game.
The Gibbs game.
And then the Baltimore question I want to ask you this is that I think before the season, we all three kind of had the same situation. They were kind of load management, Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
They realized that they can't do that because they got to compete with the Chiefs because they start off 0-2.
Yeah.
Are they burning the juice Great too point. Much early on Derrick Henry to where, like, when it gets to the end of the season and his age and his longevity will start to add up? Because the other counter offer to that, if like we always like to do devil's advocate, starts to get colder and teams start to get more hurt,
right?
Maybe Derrick Henry goes up.
Goes
but if
up,
they're,
yeah.
if
but
they're burning out the fuel early, when does that start to... Maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm wrong and maybe...
No, I think that's a fair question.
That's
a legit question. I'm surprised I didn't come up with it.
I think we've been saying that about Derrick Henry for 3 years. I'm just going to... Until I see it. You know what?
Last year we actually saw it. Last year, like towards the end of the year, like with Tennessee.
Did we or did he just quit in Tennessee? Like, we're out, you know. Yeah. And I hate to use that term quit, but he's like, I'm not doing it for this mess anymore.
And then number one.
No, it's Kansas City Chiefs. Right. Okay. I don't care. You know what? I know. The offense issues,
I don't care.
But I love
it. It's a 53-man roster with a coaching staff, too. Yeah. You know, like, we don't judge teams just solely on offense. I think a lot of people want to do that in this day and age.
What, Chiefs have the top 5 offensive line, top 3 defensive line.
Yep.
Number one defense.
Yep, best defensive coordinator, best head coach, best quarterback, best tight end, best interior offensive line. I mean, we could keep going. I mean, this team has all what it takes, and they have the experience. They're number one.
Will, other than Patrick Mahomes, and we got to always do this without Patrick Mahomes in the conversation because he changes everything, is hiring Steve Spagnuolo the best move that Andy Reid has made as head coach of the Chiefs? Or?
It's that or Veach.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Or is it Brett Veach?
Tie. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, you got Bob Sutton out of here, and the defensive culture completely changed, and you've won championships because of it. You got Brett Veach in here, and you were able to roster a complete roster without having to worry about anything. You've made tough decisions, but you've made the best decisions for business. And after watching the Vince McMahon documentary, you're going to do what's best for business. You didn't, you didn't keep Tyreek Hill. You won 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
You got rid of Willie Gay. Looked foolish in that Tampa Bay game. Looked absolutely lost against Tampa Bay. So, I mean, it's 51-49 Veach Spags because you got to get the players
if
to play on the roster.
If you make a case for Spags, I'd buy it. If you make a case for Veach, I'd buy it. That's how close they are. But, I mean.
Remember back in the day they thought Howie Roseman was better? How's he doing?
Yeah, how's that going?
Now his head coach is using kids to cop out of questions.
All right, what a lame move that was.
That's lame. That's a Richard of the Week.
That's up
what
there.
What was that, tough?
What do we got now? Time for Bob's bottom feeders.
That's what it is. Exactly.
All right, here we go. Number 32. You got to go with the Carolina Panthers this week, right?
Really?
They're just a really bad team. Who do you think's worse than Carolina right now? Okay, I didn't put Dallas on the list because
I could have sworn Dallas was going to be on this list.
I'm tired of Jerry Jones yesterday was like the line for me where I'm like, Can somebody check on him to make sure he's okay? He's fighting with radio hosts now. Like, you're at that level. That tells you that season is slipping away, right? So I got Carolina coming in at number 32. Cleveland Browns, God love you. You did the right thing yesterday trading Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. You're waving the white flag. Your team sucks. You got Deshaun Watson as your quarterback. Your owner's a clown show, too. So Cleveland comes in at number 31. As long as Daniel Jones is playing for the Giants, they're coming in at number 30 on the list. That is just a football team that has been crushed because they have incompetency at the quarterback position. Coming in at number 29, the New England Patriots this week coming in at number 29 because, well, they stink. And then the owner, Bob Kraft, is on a radio show yesterday talking about how he fired Bill Belichick and he wouldn't adapt to the new culture and all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like, my God. You're out here slaying a man who's the king of the castle right now, right? Belichick getting ready to marry a 23-year-old. He's on every commercial and TV show. People love Bill Belichick, and the Patriots rot. And Robert Kraft is now trying to throw stuff at Bill Belichick. Now, you're on that list at number 29. And then number 28, culture change needed probably after this week in London. The Jacksonville Jaguars come in at number 28 with Doug Peterson and his culture change being thrown out there. They've got the Patriots this weekend in London, baby. Get up early! New England! Jacksonville! Primetime morning game!
29 and 28 on your list.
I don't know that even the folks in London are showing up for that one.
Who's the most disappointing on this list?
For me,
Cleveland, because they keep putting Deshaun Watson out there.
That's fair.
Based on like what you thought, expectation-wise, Jacksonville.
Yeah,
I think Jacksonville probably on that list.
Pretty upsetting.
Is it a worldwide consensus that Trevor Lawrence is never going to be Trevor Lawrence that they thought?
Well, I love these teams that sign these quarterbacks to more money than Patrick Mahomes and they don't do anything. Stop paying people more than Mahomes.
Fair enough.
I'm still holding on like an inkling of faith.
I thought that like Doug Peterson was kind of a guy that could get him in the right direction, which I thought we'd see when they had that six straight when they lost the Chiefs and they went all the way through and went to the playoffs. And then
that should have been the jumping off point. Nothing but a failure since then.
Threw four picks in the first half against the Chargers and then came back and won the game. And you're like, okay, maybe he realized what he has and what he can be. And then all of a sudden last year was battling injuries, and then this year it's just been a complete disarray.
Yeah. It's been a mess, man.
It's not good.
And they still paid the guy.
That's right.
Like, just because he plays quarterback and he's due a contract doesn't mean he has to get that contract.
It's tough. Jacksonville is in a world of hurt because it didn't work at quarterback, and now it's not working anywhere else.
No, it's that thing's a mess. What, they won one time since Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
And that was what, last week?
Yep.
Not good.
Not good.
And Thanksgiving is close.
That's right.
Yeah, they beat the Colts. Remember, they were up by like 14, and they almost blew it with 4 minutes to go. They almost found out a way to lose that game.
Flacco found Pierce.
Yeah.
Twice. Down the field. I thought Doug was done. Did they not lose in London this week? They won in London?
No, they lost to the Bears. So it was 2 weeks ago that they won. Yeah, to the Colts. Yes.
Yeah, so their losing streak continues. And then they play this week again in London.
In London.
Early. Which you can sleep in for that game, as Bob just mentioned. So,
or if you're up, Fantasy Football Sundays, 9 to 10, right here, 9 to 10.
That game starts at 8:30. Sleep until 9.
Yeah,
turn
sleep
on
until
Mac.
9. Yeah, exactly.
And then you're doing after hours soon.
Yep, today, me and Drew, 7 to 9.
Soon 7 in. To 9 after hours.
Yep, going to be a fun time.
Debut.
Exactly, yeah.
Protect my baby.
I will. I'll do my best.
You hold on to that thing tight.
I'll try.
Speaking of holding on to something tight, Mark Davis is holding on to Tom Brady tight.
You know, it's kind of putting the cart before the horse. We wanted to get to this point first before we started defining anything of that nature and all that. But it's just exciting. What I was going to say is we traded Devontae Adams for Tom Brady. And although Tom can't play, I think he can help us select a quarterback in the future and potentially train him as well.
What experience does Tom Brady have in drafting and selecting a quarterback in the NFL?
None.
What experience does Tom Brady have in developing a quarterback? The only guy that he could have developed, he forced to be traded to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Right?
It's interesting because this whole thing's kind of interesting.
It really is, right? If you wanted to sell your team to somebody that could help you draft and develop a quarterback, you should have sold it to Andy Reid.
Mm.
Like, that's the guy who can draft and develop a quarterback. You sold part of your team to Tom Brady, A, because you're cash poor. I mean, let's call it what it is. The Raiders are cash poor. You know, this guy with the bad haircut can't even afford a haircut. He can't afford to go to In-N-Out Burger. Like this guy ain't got no cash. So Richard Seymour bought into the team yesterday. Did you guys know that? Did you know Richard Seymour?
I found out this morning.
Right? I saw this. Like, Richard Seymour. Like, nobody's talking about Richard Seymour buying in. It's all about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And then the owner, the bad haircut owner in a white tracksuit, sits there and says, we're going to have him hopefully, you know, draft and develop the next quarterback, when Tom Brady in his entire career has never drafted or developed a quarterback. And I started to think about, like, these star players that take over, other than like Ozzie Newsome and Jerry West, what other star player has come in and run an organization? Does anybody have any idea? Magic Johnson doesn't do a good job. Michael Jordan doesn't do a good job. Like, just because you're a good player doesn't mean you're going to be a good executive. And this is so Raider. This is so good. This is so wonderful that they think Tom Brady's going to draft and develop their new quarterback. Like, that guy's doing something weird out in Vegas, man.
Texan makes up a really good point. Three different texts. Andy Reid can't own the Raiders because he already currently owns them.
True. That's a good point. That is a good point. Yes. Well done.
Yeah. It's interesting to me because,
I mean, Jeter was a failure. Jordan was a failure.
Peyton was okay.
He wasn't an executive, though.
No, but he had some say, but he didn't really do anything.
Yeah, he wasn't brought in as an owner to draft and develop the new quarterback.
It's just interesting because Brady's like a broadcaster.
Right.
And then now the Raiders are laughable.
Mm-hmm.
And
is he going to be critical of the Raiders and be honest about it?
He's not allowed to be, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't think he can. I don't think he can do
any
of that.
One of the rules.
He can't do the Raider games.
I don't know if he can't do the Raider games, but I don't think he can be like critical or like give insight of what he thinks should be better or done differently as an announcer.
Then you can't put him on a Raider game at all.
Prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs.
So you just, yeah.
How's he going to do his job?
That was a really good call, in my opinion. He was clearly out, Tom. Mm-hmm. That's your opinion.
No, but seriously, I didn't realize that. He's not allowed to criticize the referees.
He can't be in the other team's facilities. He can't watch practices like these broadcasters.
Oh, I thought they said he could, because I read some comments yesterday from some owners that go, yeah, whatever. Like the guy who runs the Dallas Cowboys PR department, which, again, a bad example because it's Dallas. But he had said, yeah, we'll welcome Tom in to see what's going on. So he knows for the broadcast what's going on. But,
well, this is just from Seth Wickersham on Bleacher Report. Now, you may be right. It may be team individuals and say,
right? Like, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm not letting Tom near the place. No. Like, he's calling the game this weekend. If I'm Andy Reid, I'm like, sorry, bro, you own our rival, you know, allegedly rival. But you own part of the Raiders. I'm not welcoming you in here. I'll have a quick conversation with you. How you doing? Good facelift, all that kind of stuff. But we'll move on. But I'm not telling you anything. I'm not giving you any secrets. Like, it's going to be interesting to see how soon Greg Olson is back in that number one chair over there at CBS or whatever, Fox or wherever Eddie is. Because if Tom Brady's on the air and he can't question officials, that's like 90% of the broadcast. I don't know, Jim. They got a guy in the booth that they go to after just about every play that criticize. Like, how is Tom Brady going to just fade into the bushes like Homer on this guy? Ah, man.
Somebody says the only one they can think of is John Lynch.
That's a good one. Yeah.
John Lynch is the only one that really comes to mind.
Great, great one on the text line, yeah.
And then someone just chimed in and said, Chris Young to the Rangers. Did win a World Series.
Did win a World Championship, yeah.
That was a splash in the pan. See if they can continue to be good with him under control. Coming up on the other side.
He wasn't a star player. The guys who are like...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ancillary players do better in those roles because it's harder for them to be. Great players can't coach because they're like, just do it like me.
Right. That's why Harbaugh is probably a better coach than what Peyton Manning might be.
Yeah, no doubt.
Or George Brett is a hitting coach.
Like, swing.
Yeah. Hit it where they're not. See ball, hit ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.